at the door. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing hard.
How's your mind? Is it racing?
I need you to be.
Or are you in control of what's going on? You're here with a meeting of the minds. It is Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here. Chef Louis DeAngelis will join us later on in the hour. With a recipe. I mean, he's got this barbecue thing. He's always onto this barbecue thing. He loves this barbecue.
Summer barbecue's fun.
I have a blog that I've just visited, and I thought, because we were talking about racism, it might be good for us to share some thoughts. This is for all. The blog starts. This is for all you racists out there. On behalf of all my beautiful friends who love us Hispanics in this great country, let me, a Guatemalan-born border-crossing illegal, I ran the border, didn't swim it, I am proud, so save your wetback rhetoric. I'm a voting U.S. citizen, and I wanted to share some thoughts with you as I sat in my car last night while waiting for a friend that I drove to the Veterans Administration. I came across a story spreading like wildfire. A lot of ignorant people tried to destroy the image of Mr. Mark Anthony because he sang God Bless America during the All-Star game. I don't even remember. I know the game was this week. I didn't remember that he was the singer. Was it bad? How is the song? You have covered
it. I don't know. I hadn't heard about that.
No.
They just didn't like that he was... that he didn't appear to be a red-blooded American.
Ah.
Mark Anthony?
People. Yes.
Because that makes a big difference.
He was here illegally at some point or not? Or did he come here legally?
Not that I know of. I don't think he was here illegally.
Where is he from originally? He was married to J-Lo for a while, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he from... Well, she's from America. She's not a... She's a native-born.
She's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
She is from the Bronx.
Right. Anyway, apparently Mark Anthony was born and raised in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He's not from Mexico. Mark Anthony is a Puerto Rican or a Puerto Rican descent, which means that he is a descendant of people from Puerto Rico, also part of the USA.
He's 5'7" and 44, by the way.
Okay. So I'm trying to... this guy writes this blog because he wants to underscore... How I think what we're getting at here is the same thing that you just said, Kenny. Because he's not apparently a red-blooded American, how dare they have him sing the national anthem, even though he is an American?
Huh?
Right.
He just
doesn't look
like an American. Whatever.
So
that
who
means.
Was upset about this?
There were a lot of people who were
really?
Booing.
How stupid.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it is stupid, but it just brings us back to this. I don't know whether I'm beating a dead horse here or not, but all the conversation that we've had today, this week, this month, I'm so tired of racism in this country and people who make judgments based on what they think. Now, I will tell you, I'm a hypocrite when it comes to one thing, and that's racial profiling of people who have big noses, dark skins, and between 25 and 45 from the Middle East. Those people need to be profiled. But now the faces we know from the Rolling Stone and wherever else, we have terrorists who are homegrown or they may come here and they kind of look more like it. So it's harder to be, in a general sense, saying all the bad guys look like this because all the bad guys don't look like that. But I think that when you come down to the brass tacks of the kinds of things that people are impertinent about, Mark Anthony, I mean, I don't think the guy's that attractive, and I don't think he's that good a singer. I don't really care much about anything that goes on in his life. That's why I wanted to know if we had a copy of the song, because the only way I judge him is whether he sings Banner right or not. If you sing Banner, Banner, then you're okay in my book. If you don't, then you should be deported. That's all. Pretty simple. Right? There you have it.
Did he sing America, God Bless America, though?
Is that what he sang? I thought he sang the national anthem. Anybody know?
I'm not sure. I thought he had sang. I thought it was the anthem, but I didn't see it.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You may be right about that.
Oh, what do you know? I'm going home now. Goodbye.
But what difference does it make what he sang in the sense other than the banner?
That makes no sense because everyone was so excited when Celine Dion sang God Bless America a few years ago, and she's from Canada.
Mm-hmm. What can you say? Hey.
People.
Yep. The story, or actually evidence is probably a better way of putting it. Compelling evidence, ladies and gentlemen, that the economic security of women and their families is more fragile today than ever. Women, this is another thing. Not only are we a bunch of racists, we're also a bunch of sexists in this country. Even though there are more and more women involved in running businesses, working in politics, that sort of thing. Women are half of the workforce. Disparities in pay are shrinking, but still exists. Two-thirds of all minimum wage workers are women. The poverty rate among women is as high as it has been in 17 years. Women are more likely to file for bankruptcy, have less retirement savings. Women have tried to get more education. Look at the, this is the interesting dichotomy here. Look at the lists of people getting a PhD at any one of our major universities, colleges in this country. 80% of them are women. Did you know that? 80%.
More women are more educated.
Right. And by the way, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be happy to tell you that a lot of, he says a lot of men are not going into medicine. That's true. A lot of women are. A lot of women are not going into veterinary medicine. I'm sorry, did I say women? A lot of men are not going into veterinary medicine. A lot of women are going into veterinary medicine. Women are going into those jobs where there is a vacuum created by men who don't want to or don't are not interested in or not qualified or whatever it is. Remember when men would go into medical school, they'd come out expecting to make $500,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, average pay is like $200,000 a year for people who are working for a hospital, maybe $250,000, $275,000. Women love that. So I predict, Ken says there aren't going to be enough doctors to go around. I don't agree with that at all. I think there are going to be plenty of doctors. Most of them are going to be women. So, gentlemen, when you get your proctology exam, be prepared for smaller fingers. How's that?
That's a benefit, isn't it?
Is it okay to bring children to a public meeting? We're going to discuss that in a moment here on Good Day. Don't forget Chef Louis and his recipe. Dr. Martin Ginniger was on the program this week to talk about power swabs. You know what power swabs are. If I go around the room, Kenny, power swabs, you know what they are, right?
Right.
Jennifer, you know what power swabs are?
Of course.
Roberta, you have any power? No, she's going to say, well,
smile.
Just send me some.
Send me some. I keep telling you, I want them. Send me
Remove
some.
Years of stains off your teeth so you can have that beautiful, handsome, white smile that you have always wanted. Remember, power swabs whitens your teeth on average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days, and it is so, so easy to have white teeth. You'll look younger, you'll feel better. It'll also help you look as much as 13 years younger. In fact, according to a recent clinical study, so simple to get power swabs and that whitening system going by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Order now. Mention Doug Steffen. Save 50% off the retail price. Even better, you'll get free shipping. Yellow teeth make you smile less and become self-conscious. That's why you want to call 800-865-7602 and ask them about the new ancillary products that are coming from the folks who make power swabs. Stain Out Quick Stick, Tooth Gloss Shine and Gum Rejuvenator, Ultra White Swabs, all these things come and are available in addition to the power swabs. So ask about them when you call 800-865-7602. Call right now. Remember, free shipping, risk-free, 800 power swabs, whitening up your teeth, 800-865-7602.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Joker!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Doug's good day, or Dudley's good day. The thing that I have in my mind right now comes as a result of me seeing and thinking, well, this is very interesting. Children coming to public meetings, town meetings, boards of selectmen, planning board, whatever local officials may be holding hearings on what and who. There was a lot of blogging and twittering because a woman brought her children to her with a zoning board of appeals meeting here last week because she was a neighbor and there was some concern about what was being presented, and one of the town meeting members there told her to take her children and leave, and she said, I'm not going to leave, I came here to be heard, I couldn't get a babysitter, I want to participate in the meeting. So what do you think? In this day and age, is it appropriate to bring children to a public meeting of a board, city hall? You know as well as I do that a lot of mothers and fathers bring their children to court when they go in for sympathy from the judge. But what about this? Is it appropriate?
I think when you put it that way, and she said, I'm sorry, I couldn't find a babysitter, but I wanted my voice to be heard, I think absolutely. Why should women be penalized for having to bring a child if they can't find childcare?
Roberta?
I think they should bring the kids if they're well-behaved. You don't want a kid crying and carrying on and running up and down the aisle.
And
there, but, you know,
if the kid can't behave, they should take the kid and walk outside. I mean, that's...
So just give them some NyQuil or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, booze.
Kenny, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think if the children are well-behaved, then they should be able to...
Who determines whether they're well-behaved? What is the definition of a well-behaved child?
Can I hear them?
Not being disruptive. But also, it's part of the responsibility of the parent to make sure there's something to keep the kid entertained.
Entertained.
Whether it's books, crayons, coloring books, even a portable video system, in some way to keep them entertained, because a kid will get bored. I mean, I get bored during these things.
I get bored sometimes listening to you, Roberta.
I know it.
21 after.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Favorites, Jen, right?
Yeah, sure.
See, here she sounds
She's 14 when she did this.
Yeah, right. She was 13, 14. This is 1996. Released July 19th, I think 19th, 20th, somewhere in there, toward the middle or end of July. And this is quite a voice for a girl that's 13, 14 years of age. She reminds me a little with, I'm listening to Jewel do her yodeling. That's sort of what the
sounds
like.
People always said she reminded them of Patsy Cline when she came out.
Yeah,
she was going to be the next Patsy Cline.
Right. And now isn't she sort of trouble?
Well, she's trouble only because she got married, and then she got into a relationship with another married person, and then she went into an all-out war with his ex-wife, and now they're married, but she still fights the ex-wife constantly, and people said she got too thin. She never really had the issue with drugs and alcohol, but people always said she was really too skinny, and, you know, so they were on her for that. I don't know. I mean, she got famous really young. She got rid of her parents, I think. She had to, she got away from them, divorced them or whatever. So who knows? Her, I'm sure she probably feels like people use her for her money all the time. But her country career hasn't necessarily gone anywhere. She definitely isn't the next Patsy Cline as far as hits appeal. I think she's trying to get it back. But, you know, she took a little 10-year period off, I think.
Really? And who's her husband?
Now Eddie Cibrian, who's the actor. Who's in Hollywood.
Are they getting along?
I think so. I don't know. Last time I talked to her, she said they were doing fine.
Really good. Good to know. J.K. Rowling in the news this week. Apparently, she's written a mystery novel under a pseudonym, a nom de plume. Rowling is the author, according to the Sunday Times, of the well-received novel The Cuckoo's Calling. She was writing. She wrote this under the name Robert Galbraith. There's an anonymous tip that was sent to the newspaper, actually it's on Twitter, Kenny, alleging a married father of two with an army background, that's how she described as Robert Galbraith, in fact was J.K. Rowling. They did some digging and discovered they had the same editor, agent, and publisher. Admit one, chalk up one. So why is that bad, one would be wondering out loud. Apparently, a law firm admitted that they were responsible for revealing that Rowling was the author of this book. But why is this So what? I guess it'd be she's what is it because their her public would be upset that she wrote this because she said she wasn't going to write any more Harry Potter books.
I don't know.
No, I think she wanted to write something different and didn't
not be judged
that,
as J.K. Rowling, right?
Right, right, exactly. Right,
that all the people who love Harry Potter would be upset that she was writing a regular old mystery.
Yeah. So why do people have to get? I remember my daughter when she was in school in England worked for the Sunday Times as their feature editor. And it was really kind of a cool thing to see all the things that would come in there first, because that, like the New York Times, is where people want to go to get reviews, Roberta. They want reviews, and not just the English publicists. They just want, anybody who's writing a book wants to be well represented in especially the Sunday Times, because that's where their book reviews, like the Sunday Times in New York, Sunday Times in London. But I don't see what difference it makes. It sort of reminds me of the Victorian period in England, where in order to be in America, too, respected as an author, you had to have a man's name. Back to this sexist discussion we were having earlier. George Eliot wasn't a man at all, but only had success writing when this woman used George Eliot as the name. And what does that tell you? That was, how many years ago was that? A couple hundred years. 28 past the hour.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Radiator coolant additives are overkill and a waste of money. Friction. Radiator additives are designed to deliver additional benefits. Purple Ice, for example, is a high-performance radiator conditioner. The advanced 2-in-1 corrosion inhibitor and wetting agent in Purple Ice provides year-round defense against corrosion and reduces the surface tension of the radiator coolant to reduce engine temperature even farther. Purple Ice delivers improved performance, reduced heat, maximum protection, and is compatible with water-only or antifreeze water blends. When choosing oil, lubricants, and additives for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit royalpurple.com for testimonials and for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then, pick up Purple Ice today at Pep Boys.
Blown head gaskets, engine block leaks, and cracked cylinder heads can be scary. Don't be afraid. Mars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix to the rescue. Mars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix penetrates gaps and cracks, then hardens almost instantly in your vehicle's engine combustion chamber to permanently stop leaks and your fear of being stranded. For all the reasons to trust Mars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix, go to barsleaks.com. That's barsleaks.com.
Brother versus Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team
every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother versus Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 Central on 8.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Drink, that is an idea. Stiff drink for me, though, is spiked lemonade. That does for anybody. How are we all doing today? That's good.
Great.
Right here.
I love when there's silence like that.
Wait, what do you think? I'm talking to myself? This is supposed to be a two-way conversation, and I'm getting nothing from you guys. What's the big idea?
What's the big idea? Yeah. That I had a little drink of water in my mouth when you asked.
About, Roberta, what about Kenny?
I'm falling asleep.
I said great.
You're falling asleep?
No.
Roberta just said she was falling asleep.
Getting sleep last night.
That's great. That is a real comment on the quality of the conversation.
Wake her up.
Right. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug/Dudley, and Chef Louie will be here in a few minutes with his recipe and discussion about food, fun, farm stuff. We'll talk with him about warm weather wines as well, Jennifer.
I think that'd be kind of cool.
And restaurant menus that don't seem to work particularly well. I want to kind of, whenever I think about attitude, I don't know why I always think about Roberta. Maybe it's just the New York attitude. I'm talking about you. I want to cultivate in all of us a positive attitude about you. I want Jennifer to feel good about her. I want Roberta to feel good about her. I want Kenny to feel good about him. I want you to feel good about you. A lot of people, you hear me a lot of times, because I'm on to this now. This has been, the last couple of weeks have been very, I suppose, soul-searching might be a way of me bringing around the conversation to a focus. And some people are comfortable with these sorts of conversations, and some people are not. Some people don't want to hear these sorts of, they want to hear a discussion of the issues, want to take apart all of the good guys and the bad guys and find out who the winners and losers are, but they don't want to be in a category that focuses on whether they're a winner or a loser, whether they're a failure or a winner, whether you're full of fear or not. But you will not be successful, I have found. There are some things that all of you know about me. I'm fairly confident, have a lot of bravado, have worked hard all my life and have achieved some interesting things, none of which I thought much about before Meredith came into my life because I just sort of took it all for granted. Now, how many of you do that? You do a lot of great stuff, whether it's for yourself, your family, your friends, at work, you've accomplished things, and you don't think about them at all. I mean, I use Jennifer as a case in point here, who's accomplished tremendous things in her young life, not only with her father and her family's business, but in terms of the way she cares for the people that are close to her. Plus, she has, I don't know how she does, she has time to watch all those DVRs.
Barely, to fit that in.
No, I mean, I'm serious about this. This is something... So many of us are so eager to tear down the other person, to rip them apart, and the fact that you sort of can turn this around and make a positive self-image, and that is feel good about yourself without becoming a narcissist or an egomaniac. And maybe that's a hard thing to do, so I had a couple of thoughts I would pass along to you. If somebody shakes your confidence in yourself, that's them talking, not you, right? You can mm-hmm. be a success no matter what another person says about you. If you have confidence in yourself and you just look at the things that you've done, say, you know, I've done a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty good... And that's not overdue. It's not like this phony stuff. I'm the proud parent of an honor roll student at Mafuski Junior High School. That's nonsense. That doesn't do anything because it's not real. But... And a lot of the approbations that are given to people today are given in a phony, give people a phony sense of reality, it seems to me, of their own reality. I find myself, though, last night, listen to this. I had two kids on the hayway. We had 98 degrees. I've never, not never, the hottest I ever was in a hayfield was 106 one day. I remember it. It was a long time ago. We were out, these kids, I was on the tractor. We baled 1,300 bales of hay yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
Six wagon loads of hay. These two kids, one of them was sick for the whole time because he wasn't used to the physical labor. The other one was really good on it and worked and set an example. And I was pleased. So when they were leaving, after it was almost dark when we were finished, I said, good job, guys. I really meant good job, Jose, but I said good job because there was another guy who would come along to help. Just kind of to make them feel, because oftentimes that's all they want. And they really did do a good job. And if you'd have said, if you'd have heard me say that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you said I'd lost my mind. Because I hadn't done that.
You didn't compliment them.
No, I didn't at all. So... And that's sort of what, to bring it back around, that's one of the things we don't, you know, the stuff that happens when we have our conversations here, staff meetings, I have meetings with the people that are on the farm. There's not usually a lot of compliments that are headed in either direction. It's always what's wrong. And so, and I heard that all the time from my father. You probably, well, you didn't, Roberta, you heard it from your mother. And Jennifer, I can't imagine you've heard it from either of your parents. And
sometimes maybe, they can be a little critical.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little critical.
Yeah, I mean, believe me, I'm sure there are a lot more critical people out there.
But they give you credit for
yes.
stuff.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Right. See, that was the thing with me. I never got any of that. At least I didn't get it at home. And I didn't ever get it from other people, but I sort of assumed that I was okay when I was around the animals. That was the sustenance. Kenny, what did you get from your parents as you were...
Oh, my parents, I'm very fortunate. My parents think I'm amazing. I mean, they do.
Well, but Ken, you are.
Yeah, but have they always told you that and you knew that they meant it? So you were aware of your accomplishments and what you did and how it worked for you when you were young.
Yes, to the point of it almost being embarrassing sometimes.
Really?
But, yeah.
See,
but I never doubted that they were proud of me and that they mm-hmm. thought that I was doing terrific
good.
Things.
Good.
That's a good
cool.
thing. Yeah, that is cool. Because I never heard any of that stuff until a year ago when Meredith started talking about, do you realize this, that, or the other thing? And things I never really even thought about. Never. And so what has brought about this focus in my mind, thinking about how all of us ought to try to, it's very hard to do. Subconscious mind is very strong. You can you know, you can. There's a lot of negativity around a lot of people because a lot of people are jealous. Can you cast it out of your mind? Can you eliminate the negative talk? Can you eliminate, I can't do this, I'm no good, people don't like me, I'll never be able to get this done? Can you get that out of your heart or out of your mind or out of your system? That's probably something that you ought to try a little bit, a little practice. When that stuff comes up, another friend of mine taught me this 4 or 5 years ago, just use cancel, cancel. Do you ever do that when you think a thought? Do you ever
cancel, cancel?
Just use the words cancel, cancel. I can't do that. Nope, cancel, cancel.
That's
you
right.
Can do that.
Huh?
Yeah, you've never used that, huh?
No.
Never, ever heard that used before?
Nope.
Cancel, cancel. Cancel a thought that comes into your mind that's negative.
I say, hey, dummy, stop thinking so negatively.
Right, cancel, cancel. Yeah, right. Well, okay. Yeah, maybe use that. I love that, too.
Words. Cancel, cancel for short.
Hey, the, you fantastic beating. Stop thinking so, like, dummy.
All right, restaurant menus and labels. We'll get on to Chef Louis's good side with that as a conversation starter, plus his recipe of the week coming right up here on Good Day.
Brother versus Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts. Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother versus Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
In the mood for some ice cream this Sunday? Feel free to indulge. In fact, you have the support of the U.S. Congress and President of the United States. Sunday, July 21st is the 30th annual celebration of National Ice Cream Day. And while the date may not have the same cachet as Independence Day, it's a noteworthy summer occasion with a history as rich as ice cream itself. National Ice Cream Day was first recognized in July 1984 by a presidential proclamation issued by then-President Reagan. The measure described ice cream as the perfect dessert and snack food, and it praised the frozen treat's mass appeal for contributing to the nation's economy. Congress approved the proclamation and National Ice Cream Day was born. To take part in the 30th anniversary of National Ice Cream Day, ice cream shops coast to coast will offer deals and freebies. And brands like Dove Ice Cream encourage consumers to enjoy a rich, creamy Dove bar and share special National Ice Cream Day content with fans on Facebook. If you can't get your hands on any ice cream this Sunday, that proclamation declared July is National Ice Cream Month, so you have time to savor a delicious American classic.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's A-Plus Savings Sale, Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
It is the Good Day program, 16 before the hour. Chef Louis DeAngelis now joins us with his recipe of the week, among other things. He always loves to send me lots of detail. I don't want the detail. I want to hear it from you. Although we post all of these things in Chef Louis' recipe box. If you go to the homepage, DougStefan.com, right inside down, you'll see Chef Louis' picture. Click on that. You'll see all of the archived restaurant, all of the archived recipes that he's been responsible for. And so I want to get to today's. After we look at a new study that we had at today's show at DougStefan.com, Louis, shows that those calorie counts that restaurants have on their menus don't seem to matter. For example, next to the blueberry pie, 400 plus calories. Guess what? Everybody's still eating blueberry pie.
Of course. You're going out to eat. You're going out to enjoy yourself. You're not going to give yourself, you know, put a wet hanky on the evening by counting calories.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, no matter how much calorie information is on the menu, people still choose the food they like, not what they're supposed to be eating or supposedly that which is healthier. I'm not sure that's the case with me. I am interested and I kind of pay attention to all that stuff. I think it depends on the restaurant you go to. You expect to get fat at, for example, the Cheesecake Factory. right? I mean, that's what you go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
For.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's not like you go to these restaurants every night of the week for most people. I mean, it's you go out once in a, you know, once a week or once every couple of weeks, and you want to let loose and enjoy yourself and enjoy the food. And the calorie count really doesn't bother me a whole bunch personally. You know, it's the portion that I eat, period. That's all I look at.
Mm. There's an important issue here. Several states and municipalities, New York is one of them, Philadelphia, the state of California, the state of Oregon, King County, and Washington State have introduced mandatory menu labeling. And then there's soon going to be nationwide regulations that will go to effect thanks to the new Obamacare health care law. But people who are saying this is unrealistic, it doesn't make any difference, it's foolish, in fact. But now you'll see in the McDonald's restaurant, at lunchtime, here's the one that's in Brooklyn, Roberta, 1,100 adults aged 18 to 89 went in to eat in a one-hour period.
Wow.
In a McDonald's restaurant. So what good is all of this stuff? Just thought that was kind of interesting because Louis spends a lot of time reviewing restaurant menus, helping people redo their menus and helping restaurants survive all over the Southeast. So I thought that that was an important bit of information to pass along. Now, let's get to our recipe. How many barbecue recipes do you have? It seems to me every time I turn around, you're posting some kind of a barbecue recipe here.
Well, it's summer, Doug. Hey, you know, and barbecue is very is number one on the agenda for people, especially on the weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to cook outside, but you know, here in Florida, you can set your watch on the West Coast to the rain every day, right? Every afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Rain.
Yep. Right. So
you know, what do you do? Well, I still want maybe some barbecue chicken over the weekend, and I got a perfect recipe that you can do it right in your oven, and it tastes just like it came off the grill.
Hi. Here's Chef Louis's rainy day oven baked barbecue chicken recipe.
With homemade sauce, I might add, barbecue sauce. But what you do is you take your chicken with some hot oil, and you make sure you brown it good. Put it in a dish with some paper towels to drain a little. You don't want it too wet. And you take a saucepan, and you're gonna add butter, chopped onion, some ketchup, water, cider vinegar, brown sugar, Worcestershire, honey, mustard, and liquid smoke, and let that cook down for about 15 minutes. So you have a nice thick barbecue sauce. You add your chicken to it, put it in a baking dish, let it go for an hour at 350, and it's just like it came off the grill, covered with sauce, and you're ready to go. Rain or shine, you have yourself like a great barbecue day.
Really? And when's the last time you fixed this?
Last week, it rained all day Sunday.
So where do you have your barbecue? Where do you have a thing inside the house that you use, or you have a porch? Where do you do the grilling at your place?
My grilling is outside because I it's not in the lanai. My wife doesn't like it in the porch area, you know, in the patio area, because the smoke clings to everything. So it's outside. You know, I put my grill and my smokers outside, uncovered, no roof. So if looks like it's going to be a rainy day, you know, I have to think twice and figure out what I'm going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've learned to make these sauces, these barbecue sauces, for different flavors, for different proteins, whether it be a chicken or a beef, and do it right in the kitchen. And it comes out wonderfully.
Yeah. All right. So check out Chef Louis DeAngelis's barbecue indoor recipe, oven-baked barbecue chicken. It actually sounds kind of yummy. You could probably do that not necessarily with chicken, but you can do it with lots of different things. I was thinking of doing it with salmon. That's the story. Check it out on the homepage, Chef Louis's recipes, at DougStefan.com.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Prolonged and deadly heat wave, but relief is in sight. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It has been a week-long hot box stretching from the upper Midwest to the Northeast and south to Virginia. 130 million people dripping wet with perspiration, all seeking air-conditioned comfort, which, for many, isn't always possible. And today, another scorcher.
Today may actually be the warmest day out of the entire week. Boston and New York may see temperatures approaching 100 degrees.
That's meteorologist Rob Carolyn, who says don't forget to add the humidity to the mix, which will mean the heat index will be 100 or above in many areas. A cold front will break the back of this heat wave, with rain eventually spreading across the Midwest late tonight into northern New England and elsewhere over the weekend, and that will make a numerical difference.
By Sunday, temperatures will be 10 to as much as 20 degrees cooler than what we have in the forecast for today, particularly across the Northeast.
So, with some light at the end of this steamy and sweaty tunnel, how are people in the Northeast dealing with this heat? This beachgoer on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York City, talks about her shoreline strategy.
It's a pattern of laying in the sun, going in the water, laying in the sun, going in the water. Yeah, just to cool off and then let it evaporate.
And in Washington, D.C., we found this guy who was actually jogging on the National Mall in the stifling heat.
It's hard. A lot of times you run half the distance you normally run and you have to walk.
Can't fool us, pal. If you're running when it's this hot, you're being chased. Meanwhile, in terms of the thunderstorms this kind of weather can create, 9 people are recovering from injuries after being struck by a bolt of lightning in northern Colorado.
The fact is that everybody coming in at once tells you that it was what we call a group strike, and that it got a large group of people in a small area, either as a direct or indirect hit from the lightning.
That's Dr. Jamie Timar with the Medical Center of the Rockies, who treated the 9 farm workers, all of whom are expected to recover. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-7418. That's 1-800-456-7418. 1-800-456-7418.
On Wall Street, the Dow and S&P closing at record highs yesterday on better-than-expected corporate earnings. The Dow up 78 points, finishing up at 15,548. S&P adding 8 points to 1689. NASDAQ was up just over a point. The city of Detroit becomes the largest U.S. city to file for bankruptcy. The emergency manager for the Motor City filed for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection yesterday. The city has around $18 billion of debt. The filing will give Detroit time to fend off creditors and restructure its finances. The third of golf's major championships of the year, the British Open, simply known as the Open Championship across the pond, underway round two today. Zach Johnson, the leader after the first round with a 5-under 66. 56-year-old Marco Mira tied for second place, just one shot back. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson both three shots back at 2-under par. Closing notes, let's start with Powerball. The multi-state lottery played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tomorrow night's jackpot is up to $141 million. Odds of matching all the numbers, about 1 in 175 million, but that's better than 0 in 175 million. And finally, can't help but focus on the heat wave gripping such a large part of the country. There's a place in Baltimore that's doing brisk business in this searing heat. Charm City Ice. Not flavored ices. This is ice. Blocks and blocks of it. And the workers there are putting in plenty of hours.
Work a lot. So, you know, all day, all night.
That's Adam Guise on the job delivering ice.
When it's so hot, everybody needs ice.
No doubt about it. In this weather, ice is among the most precious of commodities. In fact, just thinking about ice can cool you off. So, if you're sitting there melting in the heat,
ice, ice, baby.
That's what you need to think about. Give yourself a chill.
Ice, ice, baby.
Guaranteed to lower your body temperature. I'm David.
Ice, ice, baby.
Just what I always wanted, my own backup singers. That's the news that matters.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.